Hare Krishna. Reading from my glorious master, Mayapur, 1974. Walk along with Prabhupada. Young Pak Hay and I journeyed to Mayapur the following day. We had traveled from our lonely Far Eastern preaching outpost in Hong Kong, and suddenly found ourselves surrounded by hundreds of exuberant devotees from around the world. The following morning, after Mangalarti and Japa, for the first time we heard of greeting the deities, which was accompanied by a tape of Yamunadasi singing the Govinda prayers. We then heard, also for the first time, of daily Guru Puja, an arti that devotees now offered to Prabhupada as they sang, Sri Guru Charana Padma. Remembering that I had left the United States when no official ISKCON morning program had yet existed, I began to understand that I had been away for a long time. One other morning, I sat on the steps of the Mayapur guest house, feeling quite lonely amidst the crowd of devotees. Prabhupada suddenly appeared atop the guest house stairs with sannyasis and ISKCON leaders crowded around him for his morning walk. As soon as Prabhupada saw me, he waved his hand as an invitation for me to accompany him. A fragrant flower is born. Young Pak Hay decided that he was ready to take initiation. When Prabhupada called him to his Vyasasana on Gaur Purnima day, he instructed young Pak Hay to offer his obeisances with his left side to his spiritual master and his right side to the deities of Radha Madhav. Young Pak Hay recited the four prerequisite prohibitions: no meat eating, no illicit sex, no gambling, and no intoxication. And Prabhupada handed him his beads, requesting him to promise to chant 16 rounds each day. He then gave him the name Yasomati Sutta Das. After Yasomati Sutta offered his obeisances and was returning to his seat, Prabhupada announced into the microphone, just as one sandalwood tree in a forest makes the whole forest fragrant, similarly, because of this one boy, the whole Chinese race has become glorious. My comment. Prabhupada had confided to me during a walk on the Hong Kong peak that he wanted one Chinese boy to take initiation in Mayapur during the Gaur Purnima festival. Even before that instruction, he had written and assured me that there was at least one boy in Hong Kong who would come to Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada's vision and blessing came to fruition on Gaur Purnima day in 1974, when the first Chinese devotee, Yasomati Sutta Das, took Vaishnava initiation from Srila Prabhupada. Had I the vision, I would have seen demigods showering flowers of congratulations on both spiritual master and disciple. Yasomati Sutta served steadily over the years in Southeast Asia, especially in Hong Kong and Taiwan. He also translated many of Prabhupada's books into Chinese. Sweet Transcendental Sound. Just after his initiation, Yasomati Sutta began translating the introduction to Bhagavad Gita as it is. We decided to bring it to Prabhupada as soon as one page had been completed. Both of us entered Prabhupada's room with the Chinese translation in hand and told Prabhupada what Yasomati Sutta had done. Would you like to hear it, Prabhupada? I asked. Beaming, Prabhupada asked Yasomati Sutta to read to the Indonesian wood carving of Radha Krishna on the wall. After Yasomati Sutta had read for several minutes, Prabhupada turned to us, still beaming. Is it not sweet? He then turned to the room full of aristocratic life members from Calcutta and said, in Bengal, they are trying to turn others to become communists, but we are going to China and making the communists into Vaishnavas. My comment. Cantonese sounds guttural and harsh even to the Mandarin speaking Chinese, but in Prabhupada's presence in Sridhar Mayapur and with the Bhagavad Gita as the subject matter, all present could perceive Yasomati Sutta's Cantonese rendering as sweet and special. Prabhupada smiled proudly at his first Chinese disciple. The life members were impressed by the truth of Prabhupada's words, and they gasped in amazement at one of Prabhupada's preaching accomplishments, a, quote, Chinese Vaishnava. Hare Krishna. We'll stop here, and next we'll begin the next chapter, Vrindavan 1974. Okay. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.